Okay, right. Right. Mas kevo and zera, the new machine Hashem. Rabbi Shar ben Yehi Kari Shar, Amiyam Kari Ayla Shar ben Yehi Kari Shar, Yechsev Shar Kesev Ha'ez Ki Voleid, Amiyam Kari Ayla Yechsev Ha'ele Yitzayin Chol Ha'echalti, Eilu Hud Lo Yachal Kvasim Achal, El Ashar No Amiyam Kari Ayla. Zerashi. Ben Yehi Mishin Hashem. Nihi. Yishvach Negufei. Lo have a shinui. The male kishavach, the ozal. Miu, the shmo of vadeishtani. This rash is difficult. Whereas kashish, they should kind of machine Hashem. It means even the fear of Eloi, that we say, sorry, even fear of Hanina. That's not a shini, not kind of machine over here. And part of the reason is because of Mela. It's still the more to say is kind of machine Hashem. And Rashi said the parish, right? Shvach the gufa loy have a shinui. The Mela kashav hazal. Miu b'shma v'adei shtani. It's also Mela. If the problem in Rabbi Hanina, the reason why Shina is not coming over here, because it's Mamela, it's not Bidayim like we're saying all the time in Rashi, which is good for why, even if you're Bzera, even if you're Bloy, it's only kind of hey, it's not kind of Gamri. Because it's Mamela, as Rashi says, Shina kind is, you have to do a Maisa. So what's going on here? What's Mara's Kasha? Aaron, what's Mara's Kasha? That by Shinui Hashem, you are kind of. This Shina Hashem of Klevenas Ayol is also a Shina de Mela. So what's Rashi talking about? So the Chari of the Hesber is Al Peter Ben Peretz. The piece we mentioned yesterday, it talks about when he asked him, Rabbi, what does Rabbi do with the price of Shemana Batisha? And he answered, in other words, there we see, we do see this far up to Gam Mukhaf. He answered over there, it was a chisha. So it wasn't aimed for that. The Shas Ganei Rahaisa Medes Nachakish. Matsyam Lebal Behemo, Lav Kusha Ganafta Minoi, El Shmeina, Avocha Beigo Nasa Shar, Enechosh of Shino Litnois. In Cain, the Chosh of Shina Lumi and Shlumik the Shlumik and Mekara, the Fee, Shaisa Shina, her Aimid Lavoi, the Shaska Neva, she safely got the old Balayasa Shar. In Cain, Yeshu the Shalom Kadash, the Kilo and Shtana Cloud. And that part of the Svara that Plevenas Ego, Plevenas Ayo, Ego and Asa Shar, since it was Aimid for that, it was Aimid to happen. So as if nothing happened, it's part of a natural process. And Mela, it's not called a Shini B'chal. It's just a little fatter. So, And it's, we're doing a Rashi like that, because Rashi says, we have a shinui, the melo kashavach v'ozal. Rashi doesn't say that it's not a shinui because it's memela, because it wasn't, he didn't do a shinui b'idayim. Rashi says, the reason why for Yochanin it's not a shinui is because kashavach v'ozal. It's an ongoing process. Memela kashavach v'ozal, Rashi says. Don't just say because it happens by itself. It's just because it grows. The animal grows. That's not called something new. The animal growing is not called something new. The animal got a little fatter. It's not something new. That's a natural process that happens. The animal got bigger. It's not something new. It's not a shinui b'chol. So the Dagesh in Rashi, and if you're my parents, what he's talking about, the pshat is, it's not the pshat, that, it's not because it's memela, because it happened by itself without your intervention. Not because you didn't do a maisa. You didn't do a maisa in order to be a shinoi. Pshat is, that it's Rashi is saying, it's memela kashavach v'ozel. It is growing. Mela, pshat is that it's not something new. It's just got a little fatter. It's not called a shinui. Not because you didn't do a ma'isa. Not because you didn't do a ma'isa. Because it's not a shinui. Because it just grew a little bit. That's just what got a little bigger. What's that? Meshen kain says Rashi. That's Gemara's kasha. Shin Hashem. Shin Hashem, that's a Vade Shinoi. Vade Ishtani. That's for sure Shinoi. It was called a Tle, and now it's called an idol. It was called an eagle, right? And now it's called a shark. You can't deny the Shinoi. By definition, it's a Shinoi. It's a different name. It's different. You can't say it's not different. So even though it happened by itself, so if you learn, if the problem of happening by itself is that you didn't do a ma'isa, then we say the Shin Hashem also you didn't do a ma'isa. But if we're Medayek and Rashi, then Rashi says that Nihi the Shvach the Gufe, see Rashi even calls it Shvach the Gufe, yeah, Klevenas Ayo, right? But we're not looking at it like it's a different animal. It's a Shvach the Gufe. The animal got a little bigger. The animal got a little bit fatter. Shvach the Gufe lo have a shinui. Why? Because the Memel Kashavach V'ozel. It got a little bigger. There's something that's part of the process of an animal, the part of the growth of an animal. Meshabech v'azlo, got a little bigger, but not because the dog in Shemash is not that it's memela, not just because you didn't do a ma'isa. Not because you didn't do a ma'isa, because it just got a little bigger. Hashem came by Shin Hashem. That's a bona fide shinui. You can't deny it. That Rashi says that's vade ishtani. I mean, not vade as opposed to suffik, but vade that there is a shinui. There's a different name. It was called a shapsula, and now it's called an eye. It was called an eagle, and now it's called a shar. There's a vade difference over there. Is a vade difference over here. There is a clear difference. But getting a little fatter, that's a little fatter. So that's the physical change. It's just something, it's a process that happens, got a little fatter. That's the nekuda. So Mela, even though we say that Klemenas Ayil is not a shinim mitzah, the fact that it's bigger, but for Gemara, it still should be Shin Hashem, it should be considered Shinui Hashem. On Ravash, it's not a Shin Hashem. It's not a Shin Hashem. If fact, the Gemara, the Chomok and Kasha. Soif Gosoif, this Braisa is a Kasha on Rabbi Loi. As we went through the whole Gemara here, but Rabbi Chanina asked Rabbi Loi a Kasha from the Braisa. How does Rabbi Loi answer the Kasha? So this Gemara is very difficult, this question of the Gemara. Rishayim Rei Shtel on it. The Harei, we explained before, that was before in the Rajba, that when Rabbi Loi said, when Rabbi Loi counterattacked, and he said, Elamai, you want to tell him Mishina is not kind of, that's why Chayib Dal Behei, Am I Mishalim Ken Shigana? Mishalim Kihashta. If she is not kind, you should pay Kihashta. Right? So what was the Rabbi Loi trying to say with that? The Rajba said, you're trying to say that the Braisa is Mishabeshta. Does anyone have a Kovitz? The Braisa is saying it's Mishabeshta. Right? The Braisa is saying it's Mishabeshta. Meaning he's saying that this Braisa is messed up. This Braisa is messed up. So you can't ask me Kasha for a messed up Braisa. Anyway, Midei and Bay, you don't understand why you're paying me a car, you should pay Ganashna. So what's Gemara say? So the Gemara goes to the whole of Shach Mataria. Gemara says, one sec, wait, what happened to the Kasha? B'chomakim Kasha. What do you mean B'chomakim Kasha? Rabbi Loi answered the Kasha. Rabbi Loi said, it's a messed up Braisa. Rabbi Loi, but his Kasha on Rav Chanina was really answering his Kasha. He wasn't just asking, and answers a kasha with another kasha, right? So Rabbi Chanina asked him a kasha, so he threw back another question. But what he meant to say was that the Braisa is messed up. He meant to say the Braisa is messed up. So once more, I say, oh, m'chokam kasha. So the Rajba shtels on it.
Rabbi Chanina answers himself.
What?
Rabbi Chanina answers to a gemara. So then this kasha in life because the Braisa is not messed up anymore.
But Rabbi Loi held it. It was messed up, right? Rabbi Loi doesn't hold it as far. Rachman al-Islam died in the dock. Rachman al-Islam, that svara. He doesn't hold that svara to Gamma. So you can't ask on Rabbi Loi based on Rav Chanina's svara. They're arguing about that. They argue quite fiercely about it as well. If Rabbi Loi doesn't hold that svara, then what's the problem? So the Rajba says, nearly, says Rajba, the Kaim Milan, Rabbi Loi. Mikhtani, called Milan, called Gazlanim, we pass the Rabbi Loi. Like the Gemara in the Sadivav says, called Gazlanim. What's the call? Is that cloud coming to be married by Rabbi Loi? Climate, they're not kind of, so maybe we pass Rabbi Loi. So Mela, Lidli Dan, we have a problem with the Braisa. And we don't want to mess up the Braisa. Rabbi Loi says it's Mishabeshta. We prefer not to have messed up Braises flying around. So Mela, if you ask Rabbi Loi himself, he'll say it's a messed up Braisa. But we, the Gemara, pass like Rabbi Loi, and we prefer not to have messed up Braisas. We're trying to look for another teretz to the kasha. Rabbi Kiveger over here has a cheshbon, which is really very sorry to answer his kasha. What's a pomakim kasha? But Rabbi Kiveger. It's really a game changer as far as what the site of Machlokes between Rabbi Loi and Rabbi Chanina is. And the Etzem Yisrael of Kveger we have in the Rebbe Peretz in the Hemshel of the Sugya as well. So Rabbi Kveger is coming to explain a very difficult rush. And his pshat in the rush is also very difficult. Rakapanim, Linyaneinu, Linyasugi, Machlekes, Rabbi Loi, and Rav Chanina, theoretically could be said without the rush. Gregor comes from the rush. In the Rosh, it's very hard to read Reb Craig into the Rosh, but he's answering, he has a very, very, very difficult problem with the Rosh. The Rosh says, means on the Rif paskins that daf b'chusha v'shmina, you pay kef madal behei, can't you gonna dafka by chusha v'shmina, you pay can't you gonna shindam alay ana mifatimna va'at shaklis, but not when it's nispatim eila. Is mechal between chusha v'shmina or chusha where it was a spot to may allow. Chusha v'shmini, you pay kain shagana. A spot to may allow, you pay kishasa mother b'din. Zavdirosh. Svar didei mishum. The kaimalon, yeah, halacha krebi loy. Says the Rosh, the din of the rip by shmeina, by chusha v'shmina, has to do with the machlaikis. The Rosh is over here. Has to do with machlaikis, the Rabbi Loi and Chanina. How is that? What shaykh is? Because since you pass the Rabbi Loi, Dom are going to play with Nasa Ayel, Egel and Nasa Shor, Nasa Shina Biyadu Knoi, Tavach and Malkash Loi Tavach Shloi Meicher, it's not called Gom Misham Kshasik Zah. We just saw that in the Rajba, we pass the Rabbi Loi. I mean, and call Asuye Mark, Asuye Hadra Biloi. Here's the punchline of the Rosh. Since you pass like Rabbi Loi, Zok the Rosh, Lessa Lahad Rabbi Chanina, the Amar Tura Gam Biminach. So we don't hold the Svara of Rabbi Chanina, that Tura Gam Biminach. In other words, if we held the Svara of Rabbi Chanina, of Tura Gam Biminach, then who Huadin by Nispatim Me'eleha, we'd also say a Svara, Otu Betuma Gam Minach, Ganaf to Mani Gam Minach. Let's see the whole thing and see, okay, then we can ask questions. Behold the Misham Mishlum Kefo, Kain Shagana, Misham Kanye Mishina. Our people Mela, Misham Kanashna. But he says that why do you pay a shlumi kefil gainsha ganav mishum nukanya b'shinu mishum nukanya b'shinu. So meaning he's learning that by chusha v'shmina, there we say yukanya b'shinu, that's what he seems to say in the Rif. Chusha v'shmina, I guess, close to ma'isa, pashim sham rush. You kind of v'shmina, right? That's the difference between chusha v'shmina or nisbat le'mela. But now, so chayr the rush is meraps nigger, as Rabbi Yehuda asked this morning. The chayr is the rush zepela, by the rush zepela. What? Who's counting? Yeah. Rabbi Yisai. Effective with Vager. It's really here, right? Nochar divay rosh tmur. Yish divay rosh. It's really dark. Chush v'shmini m'shalom nal behe kain shagana. Mishun da omalei ano petib na mat chaklis. Al v'shvach dem meila. Mishalom kedahashta. V'kaim on kerbi loyi. The Shinoi Kaina. Right? Shvachtim Meila, he says. Shvachtim Meila, we say, Shinoi Kaina, like me and Turgam Minoch. We don't say Turgam Minoch. Mad Misham Kaina Shagana, Misham the Shinoi Kaina. Why do you pay Kaina Shagana? Again, the fear of Bechanina, you say, the fear of Bechanina. The fear of a chanina, we would say what? Altutur gam minach. So even if it was spat the meleah, you're not going to pay dal behei in the hashta. But if you don't hold it at svara, we hold it below. We hold it below that shina is kaina. So meila, you pay the hashta. Well, chayr is a pella. If you're telling me that there's a shina kind over here, if you're telling me that there's a shina kind over here, we're going like a b'loi. What does a b'loi say? Pleb anasa ayel, shina is kind of. Pleb anasa ayel, shina kind of. And the Rosh is comparing that to what happens if it gets fatter. Right? They say we don't hold Reb Chanina. Right? So you have to pay kedashta. One second, if you tell me shina is kaina, if you tell me that shina, you're applying, you're saying we go to Gabaloi, that shina is kaina. So if shina is kaina, if shina is kaina, one second, what? Because he's telling it too. Rosh, what's the Rosh Tushabacha? Is he even telling that shina is kaina, then why are you paying down v'hei b'chlal? Again, the Rosh is trying to, what's the goal of the Rosh? We have a riff. The riff says, by chushev shmina, this is svara of anapatimna. Yeah, I fatten it. I don't have to pay down v'hei on what I fatten. Right? Right? Now, if it was the spot the melech, says the riff, what's it then? You pay kinashta, right? One second. No. Now the question is why? Says the Rosh, because the riff paskins like Rabbi Lai and not like Rabbi Chanina, right? And therefore the riff says, therefore you know the fear of Chanina. We will say, and therefore you pay kenshigana. And I'll say also, otu petuma, otu shmena gam minach. The fear of Chanina will say, in the case of the spat the melech, will also say, this is not what I stole. That's Rav Chanina. Pleb nasa ayel, what's it in? Shin is not kaina. And what do we say? You pay kedashta. Why? Because I'm sorry, you pay kimekara. Why? But Rav Lai argues he doesn't hold it at svara, right? What?
I hear that he says right. But
Pito Mimela
is not
a
shinui, and you don't have the
spoiler
of Anapatimna, so you don't have.
But Rabbi Loi, the way I just said it, Rabbi Loi doesn't hold of. Rabbi Loi, because she is kind of by Tlamanasa Ayel. Since you pass Rabbi Loi, that means you don't hold of Turgam Minach. Well, Misham Dashlume Kefu Kenji Garnav. Less Lahad Rabbi Hanina Damar Turgan Minach. Why is that Mokach? Yeah, the Baisa says. What do you mean when he says "Had Mishal Shulam Kefil"? Can't you go and Mishal Kani
Bishinoi? That's
talking about Slevin Asayim. What? Talking about Slevin Asayim. She's saying that Rebbe is suggesting that in the Rosh is not saying that the Chayach Shinoi Kaina by Pitum. He's just saying that if we pass the Rebbeloi, we don't hold Rebbe Hanina. Which really not Muchach, right? It's a separate issue, no? Whether or not we say Otu. It's Muchach, once we hold Rebbeloi, Klev, and I say Ayel, it's Kaina. It's Muchach, we don't say Otu. Okay, so we're running into a bit of a problem. Craig seems to understand the Rosh. Kevin seems to understand the Rosh. When the Rosh talks about the fear of Allah, Shina is kaina, that's gonna, we talk about Shina kaina, that's applying, he's applying that to Chusha Vishmina. Now Craig says, what shaykh, if it's Shina kaina, then they not chayv at all. Again, the Rosh is coming in to explain the Rif. The Rif says it's different between a Shmina or in a Spatna by itself, right? Shmina is because Anapatimna, Nusvar. Spatna Me'eleha says the Rosh, why is the Rif asking a Peketahash, though? Right? So he says, because we pass in like Rabbi Lai, not like Rabbi Hanina. Not like Rabbi Hanina. Mamela, right, the Gemara in the Geisel. Rav Chanina says the svar of Otutura Gam Minach. The fact that it's not the same thing, that's enough a reason to say that you're not chayav on the new thing. And Rav Loi, Lamayas argues on that. So the question is, what is Rosh trying to say right here? The Rosh says, therefore, the Rif says, you pay Kedashta. So Rav Kveg understands the Rosh, that the Rosh is equating Plev and Asayel to if the Bahim was the Sfatim. Just like with Klev and that right? The Rosh is equating to Rosh said we pass like a blood, but Klev and Asayo, Semei Luhua did by Behem and Mispatma. That's what Peg understands the Rosh is doing, he's equating it to. And Mehli says, what Shaykh? By Klev and Asayo, you're creating Mishinoi, and you're Potter. He's saying you're Chayv Dalvin. If he's equating it, then you should be Potter. If he's equating it, saying you're creating Mishinoi, you should be Potter. That's what Peg is Pell on the Rosh. But Abraham is suggesting maybe the Rosh never said that. Rosh never meant to equate Klev and Asayel to behave to Chushev Shmina. That's right. He just meant to say we don't paskin like Rav Hanina. We paskin Bloy. We don't paskin Hanina. So maybe we don't paskin the svar of Otutura. We don't paskin the svar of Otutura. Then if it was Chushev Shmina, then you're not going to say that Otu Shmeino Ganvi, and then you have to pay Gedahashta. But Rabbi Kveger, because of this question, and the truth of the matter is, you can say Rabbi Kveger's Yisoid even without this question. As we said, that really the Meir Peretz himself says the Yisoid. And so forget about whether it's a Raya for the Rosh or not, okay? Forget about whether it's a Raya for the Rosh. If everyone got lost here in the Rosh, rightfully so. But still, we could continue without the Rosh, okay? So let's continue without the Rosh. Rabbi Kveger wants to suggest, that the when Rabbi Loi tells Rabbi Hanina, okay, when Rabbi Loi tells Rabbi Hanina that when he asked him this question, if you want to say she is al gnaiduch. Shini loy kani, amay mishal kain shagana, lishal kihashta, right? Mishal kihashta. That's what he asked. He asked Rabbi Hanina. Says Rabbi Kveger like this: that what's the vikuach over here? What is the sharish and machlokes between Rabbi Hanina and Beloy? That Rabbi Loi says that now, when we read the Gemara seems to be saying the Machlag is whether you say Turgamino, whether you say B'chal is Sfara, Otu Turgamino. In fact, it's not the same thing. Is that a reason to fat to me? Says Rabbi Kveger, no. That's him, Rabbi Loi is Maida, that if there's a proper Shinui, yeah, if there's a proper Shinui, then we have no problem saying the Sfara of Otu Turgamino. If there's Takar Shinui, it's a fundamental Shinui, it's a real Shinui, then we say the Svar of Otutur Gaminoch. Even if Shinui is not Kaina. If there's a real Shinui, regardless whether Shinui is Kaina or not, if there's a real Shinui, then we say the Svara of Otutur Gaminoch. The Machlokes is, do you say that Svara and the exchange of barbs over here was, do you say the Svara even if Shina is not Kaina? Or, I'm sorry, do you say the Svara even if it's not a real Shina? That's the whole Vikoach. Mamei like this. When Hare, Rabbi Loi says, Gonav Klev Nasa Ayel is a proper Shinui. Right? It is a Shinui. Okay? And therefore, it's a proper Shinui. And that's why he himself says, it's a proper Shinui. It is a real, it's a significant Shinui. And therefore, if you shacht it, Shloy Tadech, Shloy Marech. Right? Rabbi Loi. Tlev Nasai is a proper Shinui. And that's why he himself holds Shin is Kaina, so you see, put the Dal Vay. Now, when it comes to the Braisa, Hare, the Gemara in the Hemshech tells us that the Braisa goes like Beishamai, that Shin is not Kaina. Right? The Gemara says, the Braisa happens to hold Shin is not Kaina. That's why the Braisa says, Yechayv Dal Vay. So the vikuach between Rabbi Loi and the Braisa is really just if Shin is kainer or not, right? Tlev Anas Ayel is a proper Shinui, yeah, according to Rabbi Loi, right? Norvos the Braisa holds Shin is not kainer. Even the best Shin in the world is just not kainer. There's no parsha of Shin being kainer. So now says Rabbi Loi. So Lishita Si says Rabbi Loi. I understand why you pay Kain Shagana. Because if your old Sheena is not Kaina, but what happened here though is a real Sheena. Even though Sheena is not Kaina, but what happened here is a real Sheena. And therefore there's a svara of Atutura. You know, Rabbi Lai is maided to the svara of Atutura if it's Taka, a real Sheena. If it's not a real Shinoi, then he doesn't hold it a Svara. So, what was his kasha on Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Lai asked Rabbi Chanina, if you hold that Tlev Nasa Ayo is not a Shinoi, even Lamandam a Shina Kaina, down in Paskanan, we pass the Shina is Kaina. Right? Mordechai. It says Rabbi Lai to Rabbi Chanina, you hold Tlev Nasa Ayo is not a Shinoi. Yeah? So he asks, if Tlev Nasa Ayo is not a Shinoi, so then why are you paying Kain Shagana? It's not a Shinoi. Nothing happened. It's not a Shinoi. If nothing happened, you should pay Kain Ash. There's no svara of Atutura. There's no svara of Atutura. Because, yeah, Tura Ganva. Because it's the same thing. Nothing happened. Nothing changed. What are you telling me? I didn't steal a shar, I stole an eagle. Right? I'm not going to pay for a shar. Thou have a shar, I didn't steal a shar. But it's no different than a shar and an eagle. It's the same thing, nothing happened, nothing changed. This is the animal you stole. This is the animal that you stole. Right? Mamela, that's what, so comes along with Rabbi Chanina, what's the answer? He says, no. Even though I say, that's not a Shinoi, but yet we say, Atutura, it's not what I stole. So the Vekuach between Rabbi Eloi and Rabbi Chanina regarding whether we say Atutura or not, right? Where's that machlaikis? That machlaikis is in something. That machlaikis is in something that's not a real shinoi. Something changed, but halachically it's not classified as a shinoi. Dahainu, tlev nasa ayo. According to Rabbi Chanina, it's not a shinoi. So Rabbi says, he wasn't saying the Bryce is Mushubeshes. He wasn't saying the Bryce is Mushubeshes. He was saying that according to you, that Tlev Nasa Ayel is not a proper shinoi. If it's not a proper shinoi, then you should pay Gedashta. If it's not a proper shinoi. That's what he was asking. He never said the Braisa is a bad Braisa. He wasn't trying to prove that, you see, that half of the Braisa is bad. So Mela, this thing that Braisa holds, you're not cutting machine. This is the Braisa holds that's not, this is the Braisa holds that you paid Dalvei, not like Rabbi Loi, is also bad. He was trying to say that Lishitascha. That's not that the reason why you pay Dal Behe is because it's not a Shinoi. Lishitascha, the price is bad. Lishitascha, it doesn't make any sense. Lishitascha, it's a problem. But not that he was saying that he's just showing the price is bad. He's showing that if you hold that this is not called a Shinoi, then there's no svara of Atutura Ganga. Elamai, what is Elamai? The Elamai is, right? The Elamai is that no, the Braisa hold, Tlevin Asa'ayil is a Shinui. Tlevin Asa'ayil is a Shinui. So, and that's why you pay Kimei Karav. Because there is a Svar Altutur Gambinach. It's not the same thing. If it's not the same thing, if it's not the same thing, then why are you paying Dal of the head? And that the Gemara says, it's Beisham. The Shammai holds Sheen is not kind of. Sheen Islam is not kind of. But is there a Sheen over here? There is a Sheen. Tlevin Asa'ayil is a Sheen, says Rav Eloi. And that's why the price is great. Because the price holds is a Sheen. And that's why I pay Hidmei Kara. Because it's not what I stole. It is a Sheen. It's not what I stole. Aye, so if the Shinoi, so why aren't you kindness? Why are you paying Mechal? And that, the Gemara says, because the price holds like Meshamah. That was the Gemara's Kasha, Mechal Makam Kasha. In other words, according to McFager, Rabbi Loi was not stop trashing the Braisa. Rabbi Loi was saying that Lishitoscha, there's a problem here. L'shitas cha, that Tlevas Ayil is not a Shinoi, then how do you say it's for Atuturu Gamino? It's not a Shinoi. It's not different. If it's not different, so what are you saying? This is not what I stole. It is what you stole. Because L'shitas cha is not a Shinoi. L'shitas cha, Tlevas Ayil is not a Shinoi. If it's not a Shinoi, then how are you saying Atuturu Gamino? It's not a Shinoi. Same thing. And that Rav Chanina says no. Even though the Gabi Shinoi Kaina, it's not enough of a Shinoi to say Shinoi Kaina, but it's enough of a Shinoi to say this is not what I stole. and Rav Loi argues that, and he says, if it's Kedash Akarchach, it is a Shinoi. If it's Kamei Kara Akarchach, it is a Shinoi. If it's a Shinoi. Then, if it's a Shinoi, if you're showing from the Braisa, yeah, that it is a Shinoi, and that's why you pay, that you could say Atutur Gam, you know, he's showing that it is a Shinoi, Manavshah. If it's a Shinoi, then it should be Kainu, it should be Chayit. Rabbi Loi was asking Rabbi Chanina, Lishitosla is not a Shinoi, then you can't say Atutura. It's the same thing. So what is the hazard? Why is it better for Rabbi Loi? Because according to him, Tlevin Asa'ayil is a Shinoi, and therefore it's not the same thing. Therefore, you could say Atutura. I'm a mechuyev. I didn't steal the shah. But then the kasha is b'mchom bakim kasha. But the manam shah. If it's a Shinoi, then why are you paying dal day? Nothing. What I said, go through the shaman. The Shinoi is never kind of. So it comes out that when you read the Gemara, you think there's a machlekes over here. Whether the machlai you say is far of Atutura, the answer is no. Everyone agrees it's far of Atutura. The whole machlekes is, do you say Atutura in a case dafka when it's a proper Shinoi, even if Shinoi is not kind of, but there is a Shinoi over here, then you say this is not what I stole because it's not a Shinoi, or even when it's not a Shinoi. And this you saw, you've seen in Man Parents. Why? The Man Parents asked Akash, what does Gemara say? Amani Mishami, no Mishim Mekayim Ha'ayimit. The price goes to Mishami. That's why you pay Dalvay, you don't say the Yikayim Mishina, right? In time for Grand Parents. Amai, Akash, the Dikshu Lord Beloi? Ha'i Kushio, the Chimla Konilei, L'shalom Kashta, the Loi Sobra Beloi, Hachsvar, the Turgam Ninoch. Dichra gam minach. Because I'm a leel. You call me Rachman, let's slum my daitach. Pekman parents. What's Gemara's parents for? What's Gemara's parents? We had a kasha of loy. Yeah? We had a kasha of loy. What do you do with the brides? Right? You say, Tavanas ayil, you potter. The brides says, Tavanas ayil, you chayim. Oh, says the loy. No problem. The brides says, Mishamay. Shin is not kind. Ayil, shin is kind. What's the problem? Once I affect my parents, great. You explain to me, their loy can live with the brides, huh? And the brides says, you're chayiv, they shechted it, because you're not kind of wonderful. Oh, but Frederick and Perry, it's a bomb kasha. But what happened, but still, how does your boy deal with this brisa? Why? Because the brisa says, you pay kinemekara. And before, Rabbi Loi trashed Rabbi Chaim for saying it's for Adratura. So you tell me the Shina is not kind of. Very nice, okay? You're not kind of it, and if we chai for shechting it. 1 second. How much, at what price do you have to pay? You have to pay it for a dollar bay of a tura or of an eagle. Right? So the price says that what do you pay? To make a kara. Right? Shasak Zayla. It's 1 second. How does Rabbi Loi deal with that? He doesn't hold it as far of Tura. It's very nice. He explained the Bryce, so that the Bryce not steer it to him. Right? He holds Shin is kinda, the Bryce holds Shin is not kinda. So if really holds you pot the dollar bag, the Bryce is a high dollar bag. But 1 second. But there's still a problem that we haven't taken care of. Hare, before there was a screaming match between Rabbi Loi and Rabbi Chanina whether we say it is far of Tura. So now the Loi is zetting the brides like Bishamai. Seder, so why paying Kimei Karim? You should pay Kashta. Because you don't hold the Atutur. You don't say that this is not what I stole. The Loi doesn't hold it. I scream at the Reb Chanina. You don't say this is for Atutur. So how's the Loi read the brides? How's the Loi read the brides? There's two parts to the brides. One, Bechlal di Chayib Dalav, hey, that's great. The Loi gave great parents. What? By Shammai. Shin is not kinda. I hope Shin is kinda. But now, fine. Let's move on. But at what price do you pay according to the Barisa? Shasak Zayla. 1 second. According to Beloy, if you don't hold of Atutura, good, it's going to be Shammai. But you don't hold the Svar of Atutura. You don't hold the Svar of Atutura. If you don't hold the Svar of Atutura, then how much did you have to pay? Can the hashda? As they affect the main parents. Bomb kash and pashup shah, pashup shah in the sukkah, pashup the cheshman in the sukkah. What happened? What happened to the beginning of the Gemara? So, the main parents, the Gaval Gataritz. And the mamash, this he started and was saying for him, Kveg. Yesh Langma, the Dafkal El, we have a skill in his svar. Lifi divrei amaksha shayayim and afilu mangam shini kaina lechosh of hayishini kibrashal el. In other words, in Rabbi Eloi screaming at Rabbi Chanina, yeah, who holds that Klevenas Ayil is not a shinoi, because Rabbi Chanina doesn't learn the brayz like Mishamai. What has Rabbi Chanina learned the brayz? Rabbi Chanina says the brayz is going through Masilo. Why? Because Klevenas Ayil is not a shinoi. Right? The brayz is going through Masilo, according to Rabbi Chanina. He doesn't make Kim the Bryce Shalach Halacha. The Bryce is Halacha according to Rabbi Chanina, right? Because Tlevenas Ayil is not a Shinui. So therefore, says Rabbi Loi, according to you, this Bryce makes no sense. According to you, that's not a Shinui, then if it's not a Shinui, you should pay Kahashta. It's not a Shinui. There's no sort of Atutura, because it's not a Shinui. But, Lididi, the Meskarnas HaGemara, that according to Beloy himself, that what? According to Beloy himself, that Plev Nasai is a proper Shinoi, and Leloch, we say Shin is Kaina. Now, the Braisa holds, no Shinoi is Kaina. Right? But Plev Nasai is a proper Shinoi. Bisham is also my Plev Nasai is a proper Shinoi. El, my Shin is not Kaina. Say it, Shin is not Kaina. So Meli Chai Dalbe.
But is it? You pay how much it's worth now, or how much it's worth then? We say how much it's worth then. Why? Atutur gam minach. Rabbi Loi is married to the svara of atutur gam minach. He's not married in that svara in the world of Rabbi Chanina. Because the world of Rechani is not a Shinoi. In his own world, it is a Shinoi. And even if Beshani Punk told Shin is not kind of, but still there is a Shinoi here. A Tlai is not an Ayo. If a Tlai is not an Ayo, he could say, you can't even chai me for an Ayo, and it's still an Ayo. It's not the same thing. That's right? So he's mocking this for Atatur Gan Minoch. You know, but Lashita's Rabbi Chanina, it's not as far. Yeah. So it's like there's a whole new look on the machlokes between Rabbi Loi and Rabbi Chanina. And they're not arguing on the svar of Atu Torah. Everyone agrees to the svar of Atu Torah. But it has to be Rechanina holds, even if it's not a proper shinui, still we say it's not the same thing. And Melio Peik can make hara. Rabbi Loi says, no, at that point it's a proper shinui. Even if shinui is not kind of, then he's not going to say it's far of other tour. And Melio Fizer, Peker just said that. When Rabbi Loi asked the Kasha Rabbi Chanina, he wasn't trying to say the price is Mushubeshes. And then when I'm a Kasha, I'm a Kasha. He already told you the price is Mushubeshes. He wasn't saying the price is Mushubeshes. He was saying, according to Rabbi Chanina, you don't understand the price. But Lishitasai, there is a svar about the Torah. You know, the way the Rajba learns that according to Rabbi Loi, there's no svar about the Torah. I don't know how the Rajba answer the man parents of Kasha. Rashba learns, doesn't hold as far about the Torah. B'chlal. So Mel Rabbi is saying the Brahis is messed up. But Amish can cope with the B'chlal, the Brahis. According to Mel Peretz, no. That's what Craig is saying. That the Brahis is not messed up. He's just saying that you don't say that. He's just saying the Shita Schad, it's not a Shinoi. You can't say the Svara. You can explain the Brahis. I could explain the Brahis. When I said Chalom Kasha, so what do you do? But if you hold Shina's Kaina and it's a proper Shina, so why paying Bechal? That's what Craig is shot to answer the Rav of Kasha and Chalom Kasha. Why are we asking on Bryce that we slugged up? So what's this about Machoy B'Shama Yisrael? What does that do with Shina? What does it mean that Machoy B'Shama Yisrael Shina Kaina? Says Rashi, Shinu Mekayim Ba'imid, Afagav Dishtani, what is the Rashi Taich in the words? What does it mean, Shinui? Mekayim Ba'imid, wouldn't it be Mekayim Ba'imid? Stays in its place. Says Rashi, Afagav Dishtani, Oynapik Mishuz Ba'imid. What? Tanichad Asr, with carbon. So Mechayim B'Shem is where the Shin is kind of. What does Esnan have to do with Shinui?